Good morning, Dharma friends. As we approach Higang, or the autumn equinox, we are told that Higang is a time when the length of days and nights are both equal. You might say it is a time of balance, a time when we are reminded to walk the middle path, as expounded by Shakyamuni Buddha. Do you recall one of Mr. Miyagi's famous lines from the movie Karate Kid, where he tells Daniel-san, "When all life have balance, everything better"? Our minds are so filled with delusions that it is easy to lose our balance in daily living. Put another way, Higang is that time that calls us to awaken to the world of the Onenbutsu, or Namu Amida Butsu, the voice that calls us to awaken to the other shore. There is a passage in the Amida Sutra where Shakyamuni Buddha tells one of his disciples how far away the Pure Land is. The Buddha says, "West of here, 100 billion Buddha lands, there is a world called Supreme Bliss." We should understand this as a metaphor, signifying that it is impossible for us to liberate ourselves from our ego self and attain enlightenment through our own efforts. The land of Supreme Bliss seems so far away, which is probably why it is referred to as the other shore. But through the Buddha's voice of Namu Amida Butsu, we are awakened to the world of the Onenbutsu here and now. The world of the other shore is actually not very far from us. We only need be awakened to that. Higang is a time to reflect on the Buddha Dharma, which leads us from this shore of our world to the other shore of enlightenment. May we take this opportunity to praise the virtues of Amida Buddha during this autumn Higan season. I was fortunate to have been raised in a Buddhist household because we lived with our grandparents who were devout Shin Buddhists and were lifelong members of Lahaina Honganji. My grandmother was a Fujinkai lady and kitchen boss for many years. My grandfather served on the Kyodan board for as many years as well. My mother was a member of the BWA and Bondance instructor. It was a time when the temple was busy with programs such as the YBA, scouting, judo, aikido, Japanese language school, and others which no longer exist today. As the sugar plantations began to decline, so did many of our temples. A plantation town like Lahaina was no different. Eventually, as the generation of Nisei and Sansei began to fade, so did the temple membership. However, as with many temples today, there are fourth and fifth generations still waiting to recognize the calling voice of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Many of this generation and the next are actually seekers who have not yet realized that they are seekers of reality, seekers of truth. They have not yet been awakened to recognize the calling voice of the Buddha. This summer, I was visiting Lahaina to assist with the Bondance at Lahaina Jodo Mission. Since the days that my mother was involved in Bon Odori, I have been assisting temples with their Bondance music and as announcer. During the evening of their Obon, a large brush fire swept through the slopes of the West Maui Mountains near the Maui Aquatic Center that forced the closure of the highway, triggered power outages, loss of landline communication, and wireless service. That afternoon, the highway connecting West Maui was closed off and did not reopen until 1:30 the following morning. The loss of power, communication, and transportation in and out of West Maui was a stark reminder that the causes and conditions that sustain our livelihood is often taken for granted. Luckily, power was restored later that afternoon, and the Bun Dance went on uninterrupted. However, dancers and drummers from East Maui were turned away, unable to get through. We rely on the interdependence of one another in so many ways, whether we realize that or not. When the normalcy of our lives is interrupted and thrown into a mess, don't we often contemplate, what does it mean to live a meaningful life? Jodo Shinshu opens the path of understanding, the path to a meaningful life. That path is really the process of awakening. The process of awakening to this life. The awareness that we are limited, filled with faults, we are beings filled with ignorance and delusion, yet we are also illumined by the Buddha's wisdom and compassion through his calling voice. Many of my grandparents' generation seemed content in life and seemed to experience an inner joy, no matter what circumstance may have crossed their path. Sure, there were hardships along the way. Like some of that generation, they lost a son who was killed in action during the Korean conflict. Several months ago, my brother requested Bonmairi at his home. Reverend Hironaka from Lahaina Honganji came to the house that morning. I'm sure it was Sensei's first visit to our grandparents' home and to the family altar. After the short service, a piece of paper with barely legible Japanese characters caught his attention. "Sensei, can you read what is written on the paper?" asked Dan. After a quick examination, Sensei replied, "Oh, this is a religious poem, which says, Mairu hakarai wo suru ni arazu, mairashite kudasaru wo matsu bakari nari." Hironaka Sensei translates this as, "Do not calculate for going to, only be taken to, just only be waiting." It was written by my grandfather years ago and had been put on the wall next to the Butsudan. According to Reverend Hironaka, the poem expresses deep appreciation and rejoicing in Amida's working. "Do not calculate for going to" expresses the deep realization of my grandfather's self, his limited self. "Allow to be taken to" is the deep realization of the constant working of Amida Buddha. "Just only be waiting" reflects the humble attitude as in daily living. Reverend Hironaka explains that it is not a negative kind of waiting, but one that is positive and affirming, a posture of waiting with Amida Buddha. When my grandmother's health was in decline and my grandfather's eyesight failing, I made a visit back home and noticed that the piece of paper was tacked on the wall next to the Busudan. I found out that my grandfather had written those words as a means of encouragement to the both of them. The voice of those words are still encouraging, even today. To entrust deeply and rely on Amida's working, discard the working of the imperfect self, and when we recite Namo Amida Butsu to together with the Buddha in appreciation of Amida's benevolence, we are benefited in this life, as stated by Shinran Shoni. Mairu hakarai wo suru ni arazu, mairashite kudasaru wo matsu bakari nari. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namman Da Butsu. Namman Da Butsu.